Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, only 10.5-point underdogs here early week as the Hoosiers hit the road again to Spartan Stadium in Michigan State. Tom Allen's beleaguered Hoosiers, 8 quarters. Left to this terrible season that has produced a woeful defense and an even worse offense. 7 straight losses headed to East Lansing, Tom.
We got to find a way to win, you know, I also think that, it's a byproduct of doing things the right way. And that to me becomes a consistent focus of how do you, make those corrections. For us right now, it's back to the basics of blocking and tackling, and trying to make sure that we're emphasizing those in the proper way to be able to create a game-changing play, just win a game right now, one step at a time, one day at a time.
Big Ten Network Saturday at 12 noon, and I am assuming that Dexter Williams will take the opening snap on Saturday. Hey, I'm glad to see the former North Cougar, Reese Lozano, won another Special Teams Scout Award for the Ohio State week. Reese has won a couple of those this season, FYI. I guess I can dream of winning the old brass baton and the old oaken bucket here over the course of the next 2 weeks. Thought for the day, all dreams are within reach. All you have to do is keep moving towards them, like 8 quarters of frightful, fightful football. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the nation's longest active national seed streak grows. Men's soccer earning Monday its 9th straight national seed. Checking in at number 13, headed into the NCAA field, which was announced on Monday. Indiana's 47th trip in program history while making its 36th consecutive appearance now. Dodd Yeagley's Hoosiers, 1 of 4 Big Ten teams in the field, but the only national seed, and that coming on the heels of that disappointing Big Ten tourney title loss Sunday to Rutgers 3-1. But now, the big show ahead, and as Coach Todd was telling us.
We are at that point where I feel like there's some pace still in the tube, but we're starting to squeeze that toothpaste out and getting everything we can out of this group. I feel good that we can say that most years, that our best soccer is been played at this time of year. I think we're entering that phase.
Well, it's a great time of year, no question about it, for collegiate soccer. The 8-time national champs will step out on the Yeagley pitch on Sunday against either St. Louis or Memphis. They'll play later in the week. Kickoff time to be determined. We'll pass ticket information and the kickoff time a little bit later in the week.
Hear Joe Smith. Weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.